Time for us to talk about audio described theatre and indeed some of the training that goes into audio description. Anne Hornsby joins us for the first time in 2022. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Alan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It feels like only a week ago I was saying Happy Christmas and I'll speak to you next year. And here we are again.
The days go by so quickly.
Well, we're into 2022 now. We're going to chat about three audio described performances. Again, you know, there are audio described shows across the UK. But I want to start first of all, I'm talking a little bit about training, because you do work with organisations and individuals delivering training on audio description, and you've got some more of that coming up as well.
Yes, I think probably one of the good things that's come out of Zoom and lockdown and so on is that we can interact more with people right across the world. So I'm going to be running some training with describers in Canada and America. And this is particularly about working in the visual arts. So it's great to think that hopefully my years of experience will then feed into people who are starting out or fairly new with their description careers all over the world. And also I'm working with some describers from Ulster in Northern Ireland, and I went over a few years ago and trained some people there, and I had a really nice email from someone who attended that training saying she's put it into practice and she's run lots of tours now, and asking me to go back and train some more people. And then Colchester and Ipswich Museums, they joined together, and I'm going to be running a training course with them, and that's actually in person, so I'm very excited about that.
Around real people. Now, no doubt over the coming months, we'll talk about audio describing and the training and so on that's available. Because as you say, Anne, you know, audio description, it's not just in the theatre. You know, there's museums and galleries and all sorts of arts events can benefit from this. Yeah. But let's look at three big productions, three famous productions, which you're going to be working on for parts of their tours. I'm going to start, first of all, with Les Mis, which is a fantastic theatre production. Great movie as well, but it must be fabulous. Fabulous on stage.
Oh, it is. It's really epic. It's moving. It's spectacular. Sometimes the whole stage is alive with the revolutionaries, and then other times there'll be a single spotlight picking out just one performer. People are more familiar with the music now. I've been describing this, I think, for well over 20 years. I remember describing it on tour, and then I've also worked on it in the West End many, many times. So it's a pleasure for me to revisit it, and I will be describing it at various different places on the tour. But first of those is in Liverpool at the Liverpool Empire on Wednesday, the 19th of January. It's one of those musicals where you're just swept away. You feel like you've been on a journey by the end of it. It's really emotional. It's really moving. And that word epic, again, it's just vast in scale.
Okay, let's move on to Dreamgirls now. Not one I'm familiar with.
We've been describing it in Liverpool and in Bristol. Then again, we're going to be picking it up at various places on its tour. Just to explain, there's a little bit of rehearsal going on behind me, so you may hear a bit of laughter or even a bit of music and singing. But yes, Dreamgirls is going to Milton Keynes Theatre. My colleague Chris Berry will be describing it there. So this covers the story, loosely based perhaps on Diana Ross and the Supremes. It's about a group of three young women who are desperate to make it, just at the beginnings of the sort of Motown sound, the Black performers feeling that there's real resistance there to them being able to play in the traditionally white-only clubs. And it's about them pushing the boundaries, breaking through those barriers, and moving more into the pop scene with their music. Loads of live music. It's music almost beginning to end. Costumes to die for, as you can imagine. The sparkle and the glitter and the figure-hugging gowns, which are edged and trimmed with feathers, the big sleeves, the amazing wigs the women wear. And I think what what you'll go away with from this one is the voices of the performers. They just blow you away with their range and the power and the feeling that's behind the songs they sing. I'd just love to get my hands on one of those frocks. So watch out, everyone, if we do a touch tour, although I'm not tall and slender, which most of the performers are. But yeah, they are just so glamorous. So Dream Girls will be audio described at Milton Keynes Theatre, and that's on Saturday, the 29th of January, for the matinee performance. And then again at quite a few places on tour. So do check the website if you fancy coming along to that one.
And we will give some contact details shortly, Anne. Just finally, let's take a look at Sex. Again, not really familiar with this. My daughter has seen the musical and said it's fabulous.
It seems to be a really popular one with the younger audiences, especially girls, because it's a real celebration of girl power. So Six the Musical introduces us to the wives of Henry VIII. It tells us their stories, but it does it through the medium of song. So it's almost like a song contest, really. Six wives, each of them tells their tale in turn. They belt out their songs. Some of them are more ballad, some of them are very poppy, some of them are more rap-like. So they strut their stuff, again, in fabulous costumes. Each of them taking it in turn to tell really what happened to them, and in most cases about their demises. And then at the end, they come together as one, and they celebrate their femininity, their female solidarity, and they join forces to sing out to us. And it's a real celebration of those women who historically have just been regarded as the wives of Henry VIII, divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. And it gives us a bit more information about them, but in a very, very contemporary, up-to-the-minute, engaging and entertaining, and quite a short show. It runs right the way through without an interval. And again, all of the women in it are really strong and great singers. So it's a really good one to go to. And it's a really good one for to introduce young people to the theatre who might not have been to other things. Six the Musical is going to be in Wolverhampton, and that's the 5 o'clock show on the 2nd of February. And then again, we'll be joining in with it at various places on tour.
There's loads of shows already described, Anne, around the UK. If people would like to learn more about the Mind's Eye shows, how do they do that?
The best way is to go to the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. If you find the events page, then there's a diary of performances that takes you right the way through 2022. If you have a query for us, then just email mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter at Mind's Eye Arts, and on Instagram and Facebook, Mind's Eye Description. So there are lots of ways to get in touch.
Pleasure as always. And thanks once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.